Co-signing a loan, what you are actually agreeing to. Co-signing gets asked as a favor, a signature so a child, sibling, or friend can get the loan or the apartment. The paperwork treats it very differently. A co-signer is not a character reference. A co-signer is a borrower. Here is what you are actually agreeing to before your name goes on someone else's debt. The simple version. When you co-sign, you are not vouching for someone. You are agreeing to be responsible for their debt. If they do not pay, you must, and the lender generally does not have to chase them first before it comes to you. The favor being asked is real and is sometimes worth doing. It should just be done with a clear view of what it is, which is taking on the debt as your own. What the signature legally means. Federal law requires the lender to give a co-signer a document called the Notice to Co-signer, and its wording is set by the Federal Trade Commission's Credit Practices Rule. It is short, and it is blunter than anything else in the packet. It says you may have to pay up to the full amount of the debt if the borrower does not pay, that you may also owe late fees or collection costs on top of that, and that the creditor can collect from you without first trying to collect from the borrower. Two carve-outs are worth knowing. Some states require creditors to try the main borrower first, and where that is the law, the lender can strike that sentence from the notice. And federal law does not require the notice for real estate purchases, so co-signing some mortgage loans comes with no such warning at all. The absence of the document does not reduce the exposure. What you do not get. Co-signing gives you no ownership of anything. Not the car, not the furniture, not the house. Your signature creates an obligation to repay and no title, no rights, and no claim on the thing the money bought. If you also pledge property of your own to secure the loan, that property is at risk if the borrower defaults, which means you can lose something you do own over something you never owned. What it does to your own credit. The creditor can report the loan to the credit bureaus as your debt, because that is what it is. Late payments and default by the main borrower can show up on your credit report and move your score. Less obviously, the loan counts against you even when everything goes right. Lenders treat a co-signed balance as your obligation when you apply for credit of your own, so an approval can come back smaller, or not at all, because of a loan somebody else is paying perfectly on time. The part nobody mentions. The statements go to the main borrower. A co-signer can go months without learning that payments are being missed, and often finds out only when their own credit report already shows it. The lender is not required to tell you. You can ask them to send you the monthly statements, or to agree in writing to notify you if a payment is missed or the terms change, and the time to ask is before you sign rather than after. That is not distrust. It is the minimum instrumentation. Getting out is hard by design. Release exists, but it is the lender's decision rather than your right. If you ask, the lender might write a release option into the agreement, and using it later takes both the lender and the main borrower agreeing to take you off. A lender has little reason to say yes, because releasing you increases their risk, which is the whole reason they wanted a co-signer. The cleaner exit is the borrower refinancing into their own name once their credit can carry the loan alone. Plan on the The real cost lens. Cost of co-signing is not the payment you hope never to make. It is the borrowing capacity the loan occupies on your own credit report for as long as it exists, a price paid in full even in the good case where nobody misses anything. Add the relationship cost of the bad case, where money owed sits between two people who never negotiated terms with each other, and the honest way to size the decision is this. Assume you will pay the entire thing, and ask whether you would. A co-signer is not a character reference. The notice to co-signer says it plainly. You may have to pay the full amount, and the creditor can collect from you without first trying to collect from the borrower. What this means? Treat the question as a loan application rather than a favor request, because that is how the lender is treating it. The borrower could not qualify a loan, and you are being asked to supply the creditworthiness that was missing. Before signing, ask the lender for the total you might owe if the borrower defaults, ask in writing for statement access, and run the payment against your own budget as though it were already yours. Then decide. Saying no to co-signing is not the same as saying. What this is not. This is not advice about whether to co-sign for anyone, and nothing here is a recommendation for or against any loan, lender, or product. This is not legal advice. State law varies, including on whether a creditor must try the main borrower first, and your own loan agreement and notice to co-signer govern your situation rather than this article. This is not a claim about any specific lender's release policy or reporting practice. This is not a buy, sell, or holds. Sources. Federal Trade Commission, cosigning a loan faxed the notice to cosigner text required by the FTC credit practices rule, the state law and real estate carve-outs, the ownership and credit report effects, and the release conditions. https://consumerftcgov/articles/cosigning-loan-fax. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, should I agree to cosign someone else's car loan? The cosigner's obligation to repay, the effect of missed payments on the cosigner's credit, and requesting statements or online account access to see missed payments. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/should-I-agree-to-co-sign-someone-else's-car-loan-n 813/. No figure is asserted in this article. It describes what a cosigner agreement does, not the terms of any particular loan.